Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Day My Life Changed by Linda Crosby is the moving, true story of Linda, an accident survivor who was left permanently and totally disabled, and Roy Crosby, her devoted husband and caregiver. The Day My Life Changed, an accident survivor, offers a glimpse into the lives of an everyday couple whose love endured and thrived even in the most impossible odds. Linda's memoir offers more than just an in-depth look into the life and the daily struggles encountered by someone with disabilities. Speaking truth on every page, she details the transition period from being who she was to becoming who she is, and the heartbreak that can come with acceptance of such momentous adjustments. Linda is a wife, stepmother, sister, aunt, friend, U.S. Army veteran, and lover of religious programs and classic black and white movies. Also biographies of classic movie stars from the old Hollywood era. A proud country girl, she lives in the South with her husband, Roy. She's a president of the Pastor's Aid Ministry at her church. Linda Crosby, author of The Day My Life Changed, an accident survivor featuring Roy Crosby, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us, Rick.
It is a pleasure to have you on the program. Again, the book featuring Roy, who's at Linda's side as we're doing the conversation today. Let's go back and talk about the accident. I mentioned how devastating it was. What was the date of the accident, the circumstances?
On October the 24th, 2001, I was involved in a horrific accident that nearly took my life and left me with disabilities. Back in November 2020, I met a registered dietitian on Facebook. You see, I suffer from a stomach condition and there is no cure for it. So I was looking for help with my diet. And after talking with her for a while, she thought it would be therapeutic for me to tell my story. And then she told me she had someone who could help me. It turned out to be her sister, who is a published author of different books, which became my writing coach. The Day My Life Changed, an Accident Survivor, was published on July the 29th, 2022, by Dorrance Publishing Company.
And you can find the book there. The book is available basically wherever books are sold online. But if you go to dorancepublishing.com in the bookstore there, you'll be able to find Linda's book and to buy it there. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, a direct link that will take you to Doran's bookstore, and you'll be able to purchase it there. It's interesting. It's almost like this book was meant to be out of sort of this association with, you know, with the person that's dealing with your health. They've got a sister that's a published author. Thought it would be good for you. Thought it would be therapeutic. Was it going back and reliving all of this, all of those years, all of your feelings, all of your emotions? Was it therapeutic for you writing The Day My Life Changed?
Yes, it was. Because it gave me a chance to release all of those pent-up feelings that I had about how my life had changed so drastically. And also, while I was writing it, I saw how it could help others. So that's when I gave it my all.
When you read the reviews and you see the power of your writing, the power of your book, the power of your story to help other people, it has to be really satisfying that people are able to put their problems into perspective. And if they really don't have any, certainly not at your level, they learn to be thankful. The book has touched so many people. That has to make you feel very, very proud as an author that this book is helping other people through difficult times.
Yes, it makes me feel very proud because that's what I set out for it to do, to be a blessing and encouragement and make a difference in other people's lives, because it certainly did in my life.
The book is The Day My Life Changed, An Accident Survivor by Linda Crosby, featuring Roy Crosby. Let's take a minute here, Linda, and go back to that to the day of the accident. What happened on that day?
Traveling a familiar path that I knew like the back of my hand, I came to an intersection, and out of nowhere, a car crashed into me on the driver's side. It hit me so hard, my head began to ache like never before. My car started spinning around like a top. I thought it would never stop. Then it was on two wheels.
It's just an incredible story, and surviving through the story, and now today being a published author, writing the book, The Day My Life Changed, An Accident Survivor. Linda Crosby is our guest, the book featuring Roy Crosby, Linda's husband. We'll talk about that that relationship and how the two of you got through this as we go through our conversation today. Becoming a published author after the serious injuries that you had from the accident, how did that affect you in writing the book?
Well, it affected me greatly because it left me with bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, which is permanent nerve damage to both of my hands. So I had to use a speech-to-write program, which did all of the typing for me. And what it could not do, then I had my leaning post, my sweet baby. We call each other sweet baby, my husband Roy.
How important was that to have that relationship, that person to live on, to lean on as you were going through tough times? Talk about that, because you're going through this transformation, what life now is. He is going through that as well. Your relationship is going through that. How important is it to have that special person beside you that's there with you, getting you through this?
Well, it's still ongoing.
Yes.
Because every day of my life is a struggle. Because not only did the accident left me with bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, it left me totally and permanently disabled as well. So I depend upon him daily for my well-being.
The book is The Day My Life Changed, An Accident Survivor by Linda Crosby, featuring Roy Crosby. Book available wherever books are sold. Direct you to, actually, for Dorrance, it's bookstore.dorrancepublishing.com. If you go to Dorrance Publishing, you'll find their bookstore and be able to get information and order the book there as well. I mentioned I've been impressed with the reviews I've seen. Linda, what kind of reviews are you seeing, and what kind of feedback are you getting from the book?
I have gotten 5-star reviews.
Fantastic.
Online, telephone calls, text messages, emails about how my book causes laughter, tears, and make people put their own lives into perspective.
Yes, I'm reading some. It's the gratitude is something maybe they had never thought of before. And now after reading what you've gone through, they have a gratitude, a new thankfulness for the lives that they are living. The book, The Day My Life Changed. The book is available, but you're all over social media. Talk about the other platforms, because people can reach out to you a number of different ways.
You can go to my website, www.lindacrosbyauthor.com, or call 1-800-788-7654, or go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, and various other online sellers. It is also available on my Facebook page, my LinkedIn page, my Twitter page, and Pinterest. It's just all over the place for you to go and purchase a copy.
And all of that, we've got links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The website for Linda, lindacrosbyauthor.com. You've got a blog going as well. Talk about that, because we've got the opportunity to help support what you're trying to do, your mission, your goal to get this word out on the book and to help other people. And we get a glimpse into your life at going to the blog site as well. Talk about the blog and what we'll find when we go there.
My blog is my passion, and it's just mainly about my everyday living. And my platform is about spreading my hope to everyone and proclaiming the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living through the pages of my little book.
I mentioned that donations are accepted to help you spread the word. Where can donations be made online and offline as well?
You can go to my website, www.lindacrosbyauthor.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you will see a donation block. Or if you're not comfortable with putting your information online, go to P.O. Box 1084, Lake City, South Carolina, 29560.
And you will find that address on Linda's website, lindacrosbyauthor.com. We've got that on our website as well, so you can get that information. In fact, directly linked to Dorrance to get the book. You can go to Linda's website, get information there as well. A few minutes left in the program. Let's talk about what you went through and how difficult it had to be for you, especially in the beginning. I mentioned to the point where you take acceptance of the adjustment. How difficult is it to get to that page where you understand what the reality is and you make the most of it? You and Roy go through life and are having a wonderful life together and doing remarkable things for your church, for your community, and for the public at large who are touched by your book. How difficult was that for you to reach this level that you're at today?
It wasn't difficult at all. Because a long time ago, I made Jesus Christ the head of my life, and it just made me be a more loving person to my fellow man and woman. So it wasn't difficult at all to do that. But my life itself is very difficult, because there is not a day that goes by when I'm not in pain. I am in pain every day. So every day of my life is a struggle, but God is carrying me every step of the way. And I thank God for my husband, sweet baby.
And that's Roy Crosby, who's featured in the book, The Day My Life Changed. One of the themes in the book, one of your qualities is this determination, unwavering determination. Is that based at least partially on faith that gives you that determination to, like, I can get through this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Each day, my morning starts with a prayer where I ask God for guidance for my day. And after my time in prayer, it gives me the spiritual energy that I need to face whatever comes my way.
Love is another element that comes out strong in Linda's book, The Day My Life Changed, an Accident Survivor. Talk about the power of that. We mentioned it with Roy and how the two of you have adjusted and been there, very supportive to not only their beloved tour, but is thriving during this period. You've got family members, friends that offered their love and support. How important is that to know that you're not there alone? You're not Linda fighting this by yourself. You're there with a pretty good team of people that are there to support you. How important is that?
It is very important for any accident victim to have a good support system. Because if I did not have my support system, then my life would just be pure chaos. But I thank God for the people that He placed in my life, which are very loving, caring, and kind-hearted, and regard me firstly, because they know that I am going through a new season of change. And even though, yes, I have been going through a new season of change daily, and I just thank God for the people He placed in my life to see that I am okay.
What a story of love and of courage and determination and motivation and inspiration. The Day My Life Changed, an Accident Survivor. Linda Crosby, the author, our guest on the program. I mentioned your fascination, your love for the classic black and white movies. I love those as well. If it's black and white, I'm going to stop and at least give it a try for a while. What are some of your favorites? What are those that maybe you've seen them 50 times and I'm going to watch the 51st time because this movie's good? What are some of your favorites?
High Noon. Very cool.
Oh, can't beat that. Yes.
It's about a man. He had to stand alone, but he did what he had to do. And he came out on the other side, which was a good side.
Well, we can learn from some of those classic black and white movies, can't we? That's
yes.
A lesson for everybody there. That is one of the classics, High Noon. Time is going by quickly. I want to take a few minutes here at the end. You are also a published poet, and you'd like to recite a poem for us, one of your poems here at the end of the conversation. Go ahead and give us a little background, and then please do that.
Well, I came into being a poet by doing a poetry reading at my local library. And so I would like to say this. The accident happened in 2001, and it ain't been no fun. I was put into this wheelchair in 2005, but I'm still alive. It is now 2024, so I'm ready to soar. The old clock on the wall is saying goodbye, y'all. Well, of course, I don't know, but I'm ready for my one woman flow.
I love that. I mentioned that that's published. Is there a book of poems out there that we can look into as well?
Yes. My publishing company, Reader's Magnet, www.readersmagnet.com, will soon be releasing my second nonfiction book, The Day I Found the Lord for Myself, my first poetry book, Sweet Baby, Peace of Mind, and the audio book of my first book, The Day My Life Changed, an accident survivor. So I am looking forward to those being put out there so everyone can buy a copy.
You have been busy, continue to be busy, it sounds like, with all of those projects going, Reader's Magnet, self-publishing, and marketing company. You've been working with them on all of these projects. What's it been like working with Reader's Magnet and doing the business part of writing and publishing, getting the word out there so people can be touched by your inspirational book?
Reader's Magnet is top-notch. It is an excellent company. If you are trying to write a book or trying to market a book, it is a great company. The people are wonderful. They're loving and caring and kind-hearted. And so they have accepted me into their family with open arms. And I could not have asked for a better author relations officer than Sam Diapana. That's my girl.
Well, and she arranged our conversation today, and I appreciate that. It's been a pleasure, Linda, having you on the program. And Reader's Magnet, by the way, readersmagnet.com. Linda's book available at the bookstore at Dorans Publishing Company, other places, her website, lindacrosbyauthor.com. You'll find out how you can support her by buying books and financially as well, so she can get the word out there and help so many more people. Linda, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
It's been a pleasure being here. Thank you for having us, Rick.
It is a pleasure, and our best to Roy, who's there. And the book is, he's part of the title of the book, The Day My Life Changed, an Accident Survivor by Linda Crosby, featuring Roy Crosby. It's a pleasure meeting both of you and having you on the program. And again, all the information you can link on to Linda's informational sites by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you're listening to This Week in America. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.